Let's go to Paul, who's in Cherry Hinton. Hi, Paul.
Hi there, Chris.
You've got a question for us.
Yeah, I have what I think is an unusual form of synesthesia.
Tell me more.
In that I relate musical keys, musical notes, to taste.
Wow,
I can taste them.
You get a flavour in your mouth when you hear a certain music. So tell us about that. What things trigger what?
Well, it's like if I hear something in the key of G, it's a fruity taste. It's or like beer, which is slightly bitter. It goes into a G minor.
Is there a difference between minor? Yeah, so minor keys and major keys give you different flavour sensations.
Yeah.
That's excellent. There is actually someone who has perfect pitch, and they were studied scientifically recently and written up in the journal Science. And it was a lady who did exactly what you're describing and had this amazing taste for music.
Yeah.
In that she knew when a note was right because it tasted right.
That's right. Well, I can hear when they're right, because I have perfect pitch as well, so I can hear when they're right anyway. But I get a taste, you know, like a note C or the key of C. It's like cake or something.
Fantastic.
Sweet.
Have you always had this since you were born?
Yeah, and I was born blind.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether that has anything to do with it.
I don't think so, but what I would be interested in is if you have any relatives and who you know well, and if they have it too, because we know synesthesia and this kind of thing runs in families.
All right.
Do you have any relatives that you could ask?
Well, I'd be surprised if they had it, actually, to be honest.
It's pretty obvious, isn't it? You normally know. But
yeah, I wouldn't think so. It's something I haven't really discussed until a few years ago, till I actually heard about synesthesia, and then I realised that I've got a form of this that I've had ever since I was
old enough to realise you had it. But it's synesthesia. The word means mixing of the senses, and it's very common. When I say very common, I mean you're not one in a billion. It's actually more common than we think. And you just ask people, and they'll say they have this kind of thing. Some people can taste shapes bizarrely. You know, show them a shape, show them a circle, and it has a different flavour in their mouth to a triangle, for example. It's very strange. We think it's because in the brain there are some nerve fibres that go, as well as going to the part of the brain that says, "I am now hearing this note," they also sort of take a detour and tell another part of the brain that normally processes taste, this flavour. And so you get this linking of a particular stimulus, in your case a musical note, which you hear as well, with experiencing a flavour.
So it's like an unnecessary email message you might get at work or something.
Yeah, I suppose it's like neurological spam, isn't it?
You get it, yeah.
Neuro spam, I never thought of it like that. But thank you for sharing that. It's a wonderful experience, and it certainly is synesthesia.
Mm.
Good to have you on, Paul.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're nearly at the end. Phil, anything to sneak in 20 seconds? One last...